Joining the program right now, Schlereth and Evans. I am Mark Schlereth, sitting in the big seat, sitting in the big boy chair for Mike Evans, who his job stinks compared to the job that I normally do is in your chair over there, Troy. But joining the program right now, he's been gone for a while, and some of you have been questioning what's he doing, questioning work ethic, questioning all the things, like why would he take this time off? Mike Evans, my partner, the love of my life, Mike. It's
guys,
my work husband. How
good
are you,
morning,
my friend?
Good morning. Yes, I'm starting to get some questions. Where are you? You know, what are you doing?
That's because, Mike, that's because I suck at your job. So people are like, what is Mike doing?
Well, I think I have a pretty good excuse. This past Friday, I had open heart surgery, as Mark, you're aware of, Troy,
yes.
You're aware of. And it's going really well. I had a terrific surgeon and team over at Porter Hospital. Dr. Miles Goober and his staff were just outstanding. I can't thank Porter Hospital enough for the job they did. And I'm already home. I'm home recovering. I got a pretty sore chest. Got a pretty cool scar out of it that you saw the other day, Mark. And,
yes.
But, yeah, I'm going to be out for a couple of weeks recovering, but doing well. And really wanted to, use this time just to let a lot of the guys know out there that I was really lucky that I got this diagnosed the way I did. I had just gone in for a routine physical, and in the process my doctor Joseph Herman at Lakewood Family Medicine, can't thank him enough, he discovered a heart murmur, and that led to finding out that I had a valve that needed to be replaced in my aorta. And as a result, I had that surgery on Friday. And doing much better, but I'm going to be out a couple of weeks. So you'll have to press on as the host of the show.
Well, here's the thing, Mike. I went and saw you at Porter on Sunday, and you looked tremendous considering what you'd been through. And my challenge to you is I think you can do this. I think you can come back on Friday. I think you could set – this could be a world record. I really think that you're kind of milking this thing a little bit.
You think
you're ready to, I think you're ready to roll. I'll take it easy on you. I'll try not to make you laugh. And I think you can tighten this thing back up and be here on Friday.
Well, it's funny because they give anybody who has open heart surgery, you get your sternum tracked like they do. They give you a pillow to walk around with, basically to just kind of clutch to your chest, just to kind of keep the pressure from building for a sneeze or a laugh or anything like that. So I would have to ask you not to be funny, which, as you
well,
know.
That's easy for him.
Right. Hey, when I'm hosting, it's really easy not to be funny because there's too much stuff flying around, Mike. I have no idea what I'm doing.
You better not have that that pillow, Mike, in the form of a snowflake, or you'll never hear the end of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear you're doing well, Mike. Man, you've been in my prayers. I don't think it was hard because people would ask what was up, and, we'd just say, hey, he's out for, I would just tell people he's out, he'll be back. But to go through what you were going through and to share it publicly, I know I appreciate it. And a reminder to guys to, hey, make sure you have stuff checked out because, thank God you had this detected early.
That's the thing, Troy, because, I never showed ever. I never showed any symptoms of any kind of heart disease. I was able to be active and doing things. And if it had not been for this routine physical and the doctor hearing this heart murmur, I'd be going along my way not even knowing anything was wrong, and I would have reached a point where it would have been really serious, and a lot of damage would have been done. So, from my little soapbox here, just urging everybody out there, go get a physical, go get your heart listened to, go get your heart checked, and, just make sure you're okay, because a lot of that stuff that ends up happening down the road can be prevented if you jump on things right now.
Yeah, and as guys, we always like to be like, oh, I'm fine, and that's nothing to worry about, and this, that, and the other. You're right, 100%. Go get yourself checked out. Go make sure you get your physical. Go make sure you take care of your health because it's the most important thing that we have, as you well know. Mike, man, I'm so happy, man. I love you, brother, and I miss you, and I'm looking forward to your return on Friday.
Well, let me just say, Mark.
Oh, wait, it's not Friday.
Say,
yeah.
Couple quick things. First of all, Troy, you got to have Mark's wife, Lisa, make some of the chocolate chip cookies that she brought over to the hospital on Sunday. They were a huge hit. Everybody loved them. So they're unbelievable chocolate chip cookies. So again, thank Lisa for that, Mark. And also, you know, please, I'm going to be, you know, laying around recovering, but getting a little bored. So please hit me up on Twitter. You know, we can, you know, talk Broncos, whatever. So, you know, reach out at Mike Evans 104.3, and, you know, we'll just keep hashing it out until I get back here in a little while.
All right, Mike. Well, listen, get some rest and get yourself well. And again, you know, set that record. We'll see you on Friday afternoon or Friday morning, right? Bright and early.
You got it, Mark.
Great to hear from you, Mike.
Yeah.
Just keeping the seat warm. You'll be back soon, my man.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
All right, buddy.